1.35，问句 bow real prostration in fact if you cannot prostrate just bow is right your back second prostration good boy bow to master Chen Jun, Qing Wen Xu. Please sit. Tai Chi Chi, verse for the beginning of the sutra.
Namo.本师释迦牟尼佛。
南无本师释迦牟尼佛。
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 好。善。桥中遇人交际，心性出恳气关注。今天呢，讲题啊，叫做学得了佛，住透人。其实我们做一个佛弟子啊。对于佛的一切，一定啊要理解的呀非常正确、深刻、真诚。如果是能这样子啊学坏了，然后呢，你做人啊才有基础，才能把人啊。做的呀非常透彻透彻，这个一般人也可以呀、做人啊，就是做的呀不会透彻。什么叫做透彻？就是把真人为人，要为的呀整个的这个身心。不要心为人啊着想，那个着想那个真诚，也能帮助的呀肯气。那么像这样的人啊，做久了，他才能真正啊把人啊做得透。之所以能把人做透，主要的啊是学佛呀学得好。
Today, the topic is truly learn from the Buddha. achieve perfection as a human being. Now, as a Buddhist, as a disciple of the Buddha, we need to really learn everything from concept to the method, really, honestly, and completely, and really transform deeply inside us. Therefore, we really thoroughly digest what the Buddha has taught to us, and we really practice what we were taught by the Buddha, and then put it into action. If we could do that, then we were able to fulfill this basic foundation of being a human being. If we had this fundamental foundation that is right as being a human being, then we could say we really are truly act like a complete human being. What is complete? What is this so-called completion in human beings? Completion means that we truly act like human beings. We do things not for ourselves. We do things for others. When we think about things, we don't think about ourselves first. We put others first. We do it sincerely. When we help others, we're really, truly, honestly helping others. There's no thought about ourselves. If we could do this for a long, long time, then we could really, truly act like, behave like, think like a true human being. And if we can really do that, then you can call yourself truly learned from the Buddha.
因为这个佛啊，他过处处啊，把人啊摆在第一。我们一般人啊，不是啊，帮我摆在第一。那么像这样子啊，他只是啊。
啊，悟到自己，尽管在某种的情形之下，也能帮助人。由于啊，这个自我啊，操纵了他。他本来想，我要站在你帮助人。那么现在这个自我啊，在他心中啊作祟，说是说你帮助了人，你怎么办？ 这样子一来啊，就打了许多的这个折扣。本来可以发这个大心，进那个大理的去把人的，由于自我的阻扰，啊，不断的打折扣，不断的打折扣啊，这样子啊，理论就显了。 心啊，也不能把它整成广大了。Now
ordinary human beings, they are also able to help others. However, when they help others, they put the self first. So because they put the self first. So when they help others, then it's not really complete. It's not 100%. Because when they think about, oh, I want to help this person. I really truly want to help this person. But what if I help this person, then well, probably will get some kind of discomfort or it's not so good for me. So I have this kind of sense of self in their way of this truly helping others 100%. So they get this discount. You know, when they help others, they get cut it off instead of 100%, they get discount maybe 85%, or then they thought more about the sense of self, they say, oh, 85% is still a little too much. Let's cut it a little more. So they just keep cutting and cutting because the sense of self is in the way. So they will not be able to truly
help others. So they're limited in terms of their helping others. And it's all because of this sense of self is in the way. It's blocking them to really, truly, 100% helping others.
你要供养大宗，但是他的这一个啊清净的比丘1250位，要请啊去提亲，你要单请我的我就不去。这个就是什么呢？就是处处啊顾到人，所以啊这个肥啊不但把自己的功德表现那个最平常，同时也最高尚，可是啊真正无缘的心啊也完全啊吃透到底了。换句话说，自己可以获得平等，但是无缘啊要为了一片真诚啊永远的究竟。好，
我的 Buddha, he never had complete. So, when the Buddha was still alive, there were many, many kings, royalties, and took refuge as his disciples. So if Buddha really thinking about himself, well, he can live in the palace, he can eat really great food non-stop, right? But Buddha didn't do that. What he did was, when it's time to eat, he went out like the other bhikkhu and bhikkhunis, begging for food. And if any one of these kings or royalty wanted to offer him special food, he said, okay, offer to all of us, 2,500 disciples of mine, all together. He wouldn't do that just for himself. It is because to himself, his attitude is, he's just an ordinary sentient being, like another bhikkhu. That's how he uphold himself, as an ordinary sentient being. But when he helped others, he helped like a complete human being, truly helping others, 100%, no discount. Don't think about himself at all. That's how he uphold himself.
在此修学佛法，一定要注重一个字，这个字是什么？就是自己的字，就是啊，佛教人修学啊，首先也说明啊，你们每一个人啊，每个人自己，如果要好的呀、啊，不断的尽自己的力量，遵照这个佛法所说的这个法。举行，这样子啊，你才能真正啊，说脱离苦恼啊，深深的要发挥这个善根，让自己啊减少痛苦，让他人啊增加安乐呀。
So we learned from the Buddha.Very important. Pay attention to the word self. Buddha asked all of us to learn how to take care of this so-called self. This take care of not by means of indulging it, but really try to.Really do your best to learn from the Buddha and do your best to help others. This way you could then truly help yourself to alleviate suffering. Lifetime after lifetime, cultivation this so-called, take care of this, how does it sound, how do you resolve that?
and reduces the sense of self desire, and then increase the comfort and the peace for others, and joy to give others true joy to others, and reduce yourself suffering, vexation. That is to really truly learn from the Buddha how to really dissolving the sense of self is the key.
在世的时候就说，这个作为学佛法呀，要抱紧着，认定着一个原则，要自己依靠自己的这个境界，以这样的正确的境界，记住了方法。 一个法呀，作为做人的一种光明道路境界，也就是说啊，学了佛以后了，啊，什么叫做法？法就是光明，就是道路，就是境界。你只要懂得了这个法呀，他就知道了。
一般人所执着的那个自我，这是彻底的啊，伤害自己，也伤害许多来自一切的人。现在啊，需要用这个法观察，说这是啊一切的祸害之根，用智慧之眼啊，把它斩断掉。
那么像这样子哦，他才能真正啊知道了啊，说这个佛法呀，就我们的开始。这个开始的，说这个人类和欢的根本，和欢的根本就是一个自我。现在要彻底的啊，把这个自我啊。 用最快的这个智慧之间，没有一点的那个情感，把它剪断掉。那么这样子啊，眼光啊放高了，这个德行啊也放宽了，因此啊，他能关注啊一切的人，好人固然关注，坏人他也同样的这个关注。
如果是说啊，光关注好的人，啊，讨厌坏人，他没这么个心，他是绝对的像虚空一样的平等的心来看待一切，来救度一切。So it is really important when we practice Buddha Dharma. That we uphold this one principle. All sentient beings, every individual can only depend on yourself. As all of us, we have the right understanding about Buddha Dharma. We learn from, we uphold it. Then us, a human being, then our path will be bright. Because we know the way, we know the Dharma. We know from learning through the Buddha Dharma that we know that this attachment to the sense of self is the fundamental cause of all suffering. Because we have this attachment to the sense of self, then we not just hurt ourselves, we hurt others, we hurt multiple others. So, if we could learn from the Dharma completely, then we know we have to try our way to quickly use the wisdom of the sword. Cut down this attachment to the sense of self. Because we truly understand what really caused the suffering. So no second thought. Just use the Dharma, Buddha Dharma, like the sword, cut down all the attachments. This way, then we can completely see clearly. Our eyes are open. Our minds are open. Then we could help others. We help others not just to help people we like. Oh, these people I truly dislike. No. When your eyes are truly open, when your mind is truly open, there's no differentiation. You treat everybody equally. You help the good person, you help the bad people. Equally. Like this guy, there's no differentiation. Your mind is completely open. Like this guy.
现在在这儿啊，要注意这个质疑啊和自我不同。质疑啊是说从那个对方啊互相叫啊，这样说明我姓什么我叫什么，对方也说我姓什么我叫什么，那么这样呢彼此啊才会交谈交通，并且很好的有朋友。这个自我不同，自我啊就是说一切是以自我为中心，换句话说什么这是属于自己的，永远属于自己，或者你有这一个经营的本领，你能够啊把许多的这个财产啊都积聚这个很大，都积聚了很大，你自己啊觉得这个了不起，也不肯啊这个布施。那么像这种人啊，这个世间的这个法理不但啊不惩罚他呀，还要保护他。为什么呢？因为他是以这个正常的本事赚得来的。但是从这个佛法上来说，你赚的啊尽是愿的呀，你应该是说啊还要尽可能的啊回馈一些人，这才是正常的一种观念。如果是你让自我就睡了咯，他就要控制你的这个手来拔起来你的心，不让你手放得开，不让你的心啊放得透，这样子啊你要做的好事啊完全做不成了了。如果说现在你知道了，我要以自己的所有的这一种的啊这个精神去喊啊去钻的也能啊甩着，至于说到这样东西啊啊我一定啊也不会把它看见自己的，这样子啊你才能破裂自我的束缚，让自己的一体的眼光境界一体一体的提高，人住的呀非常的舒畅，非常安乐。为什么呢？眼睛呢照的我尽量的尽到，应该为人的这个心肠，我应非常的愚昧。好。
Now there is a difference between the so-called attached self and just oneself. Now for oneself, everybody has individual self. Your name is so-and-so, my name is so-and-so, that we're meeting each other, we become good friends. You have your name, I have my name. This is called individual self. Very different from the so-called attachment to the sense of self. So the individual self in Chinese we call 自己, and the sense of self is called 自我. Very different, right? We all have individual self, right? Don't mix that up, right? Your name is Harry, your name is Bob. Oh, we meet each other, introduce each other, we become good friends. Individually, we have this so-called individual self. Not a problem. But the problem that occurs is we are being controlled by this attachment. Each one of you are being controlled by this attachment to ourself. Then, when we do things, with being blocked by this attachment to the sense of self, then will cause suffering. You see, in the ordinary, the mundane world, people using their minds, using create a lot of wealth, and the ordinary laws will not punish this person. He could gain a lot of money, welfare, and he's looking after himself, he acquired a lot of stuff. There's no punishment for a person doing that. But from the Buddhist point of view, if you're doing such things, it's solely for satisfying this and sort of nurturing this attachment to the sense of self, then you're doing it wrongly. Because what's happening is that you are becoming more and more greedy. Then you become sort of bounded. You're being trapped by this more and more this firm and more this permanent sense of this attachment to this self, and say, oh, this money is mine. All the things that I put effort and time into and acquire also so much wealth, they are all belong to me. It's all mine. I don't want to share. Then what's after that is the suffering. Now Bodhidharma is talking about is precisely we have to deal with this so-called sense of self-attachment. Because you could still making a lot of money, acquiring a lot of skills, but as long as you don't have this attachment to your sense of self, then you would say, okay, whatever I earn because of cause and condition, allowing me to have that, so that when I share with others, I'm completely open, honest, with no hesitation, because I know it's not mine. There is no mind there. There is no sense of self there. I share completely to others because it comes from others. It all comes from the old causes and conditions. So that I temporarily have this now. So I gladly share to everybody. So if you could do that, then you are at peace. You are in joy. You do everything. You are very solid as a human being. Your mind is open. Your eyes are open. You help others wholeheartedly. That's why it's different between this individual self and attachment to the sense of self.
一般人呢，做嘛平常时候啊，好事啊做得多，但没有做，坏事啊做得个太多了，到了最后啊。 种种的苦恼心情，这个时候啊，求佛呀来救你，佛呀不能救你，为什么呢？因为自作因自受果啊，说你自己啊种了这个善因，你才能得到善果。 你自己种了恶因啊，你会得到恶果，所以啊，这一点啊就要注意啊。我们假使造了恶因了，到了苦恼心情啊。 是真正的修佛。到了那个时候，你就是不要回来救你，你自己也能救自己了咯。这一点啊，我们修修佛法的人啊，切切不可忽视啊。
Ordinary sentient beings, when they do good, do perform good things, it's actually equal to not doing good things. And do, they also do a lot of bad things. So when they reach to the moment that they're going to die, a lot of sufferings. Then at that point, they are praying for the Buddha to rescue them. Now, if you perform, if you're planting virtuous cause, you will get virtuous results. On the other hand, if you're planting unvirtuous cause, then the outcome is unvirtuous. So it is really, really important for all of us, put it in our minds that we really have to truly, truly learn from the Buddha, cultivating what the Buddha has taught us. Then at the time reaching to our death, you don't, even without asking for the Buddha to help you, at that moment, the Buddha will come and help you. So it is really important, the key here is truly, truly learn from the Buddha.
一个人啊，真正把人啊做得彻底了。换句话说啊，不得为你自我啊全款做了，完全啊把这一个信仰严管啊，做在啊一切人的中间啊，我要尽自己的这一个所知的所学的方法，来让一切人也能知也能学呀。那么这样子啊，你才能把人啊做得透底。
If we truly want to learn how to be a complete human being, then we can no longer allow ourselves being bounded, trapped by our attachment to the self. If we are not allowing ourselves to be bounded and attracted by this attachment to the self, then our mind and our eyes can be completely open, and then we can live among other human beings, and we try to do our best to also expand the Dharma to others and let others know what Buddha Dharma could do for them, and that other people also, that other sentient beings could also learn it and know the concept and cultivate the Buddha Dharma.
一个真正修得了佛、学得了佛、做出了人的是个什么样的精神？三条道与人交际呀、啊，只把这种人啊，他这个善根啊深厚，善理啊这个充分。由于啊善根善理充分了啦，他这个智慧和慈悲啊也渐渐的呀具足了。所以啊，能够真正的啊，有许多的方便巧妙啊，从这个方便巧妙当中来观察一切人，能够啊，一切人来交际， 不但有好人教训，也要有坏人教训。为什么呢？假如说你不从坏人教训，坏人永远是坏人，而且坏人啊一来一多啊。听他说啊，如果你能真正的你的善巧了，与好人要交来往，与坏人要好好的呀、善巧的照顾他，抵挡他，这样子啊，坏人才会一减其少，好人啊一减其多。
Now, if we, one person, and an individual truly learn from the Buddha, and really learn how to behave like a complete human being, what is this person like? What kind of spirit this person has? Now this person has very deep virtuous root, and his spirit is really immense, and his wisdom and his compassion is gradually become more and more full. This person, because of he has wisdom and compassion, he's able to really use many expedient means to observe all sentient beings that have affiliated with him or her. He not just associates or befriended with good people, he also associate, befriend them with bad people. Now he really has no differentiation. He befriended with all kinds. Now good people, he makes friends with good people. But bad people, he spends extra effort to really understand them. Use very, very skillful, expedient means to try to transform them. Try to teach them, and so that the bad people will gradually become good people. This way, the world then will be, the bad people will be decreasing, and the good people will be increasing. So then the world will be more harmonious.
习近说恳切关注，是说啊，像这样的一种人，从好人做朋友，也与坏人啊做朋友。因为由于啊，你要想转变这个坏人，你一定啊不能讨厌他，遇到他呀要尽量的要和平相处，同时呢也观察用什么样的方法才能把他从坏当中转变成好人。这里我们要注意，这个坏人他的不是力量，他的不是力量啊用错了，所以啊就做出害人的事情来。他把这股力量啊发挥这个非常整齐，他能够做出啊很多很多利人的事情来。我们中国人一句话呀，请注意注意，说君子嫉恶如仇啊，说真正的这个君子啊，他讨厌这个坏人，就像嫉了这个仇敌一样。像这一句话呀，害死了许多人。真正的君子是什么呢？有学问，有道德，有经历啊。如果是他同意怎样哦，讨厌那个坏人哦，这个坏人啊就不可挽救了。他现在不这样，真正的这个君子啊，他心很大，他见到坏人啊，他竟然想办法给他转变他，让他转变成好人。这一点啊，我们要注意。
Now again, I want to emphasize that it is really important for we not only make good friends with good people, we also need to make good friends with bad people. Bad people meaning the people who are really doing bad things to others and themselves. We really have to really know them well, so that we know how to use expedient means to change them, to transform them. You see, bad people, they actually cultivate this kind of force to do bad things. But if we could use expedient means to change them, then that the same amount of the force can then be used to do good deeds. So then it's benefit to themselves and to the world. Now there is this phrase, the ancient phrase in Chinese. It says that a gentleman, when a gentleman sees a devious person, it's like there is this hatred, like a hatred between them. It's just the gentleman is supposed to despise devious person. But this is really a wrong thing. It's a wrong concept. Now a true gentleman is someone who not just acquire a lot of knowledge, he also has merit and wisdom. They will not despise devious people. They were, if you are a truly gentleman, your mind is expansive, your eye is bright, your vision is bright. So you won't really see the person who performs devious things as a bad person. You actually will help this person. You will use your wisdom and use your expedient means to try to change this person. So you will not despise this person. So it's important. Don't be wrongly educated based on this ancient phrase.
现在我们要注意，对于坏人、好人，要注意的什么呢？就是说，尽管是世间的好人。他欢迎听不到的地方，现在呢，就把你更要啊，从智慧当中去抵制他，让他眼光啊提高，更上进，用慈悲的这个道德呀去发挥，让他感觉到啊，我自己也要这样子去做。那么能这样子咯，你啊见到许多的这个坏人，主管啊也要了解他的坏在什么地方，把他这个坏呀、啊、了解了，然后用种种的厚颜悦色的呀、啊、同他相处，同他做朋友，那么这样子啊，他把坏的力量啊转运过来，做成这个好事情，他也可以做一个大的好人啊。所以啊，我们真正的做人，真正的关心人，好人固然要恭敬，坏人啊，你切切不能够讨厌他。你讨厌他了，你通过这个社会来制造这个坏人啊。同时啊，你也跟坏人哦啊对立起来了，这样子啊，你自己害了自己哦，更苦了那个坏的人了了。
So it's really important you have to pay attention to the so-called your attitude towards so-called good people and bad people. Now.For the good people that you befriended with, you also have to help them. What do you help them? You have to challenge them. You know, sometimes they thought, you know, they're good enough. No, you challenge them. You let them know they have areas to learn. more areas to transcend. So then they become even better and better. Now also, for the bad people, you also have to really understand them, understand where they're coming from, understand their friend of mind, so that without really, you know, showing this, using this kind of pleasing, experience, an attitude, you just help them. You help them transform their energy to, instead of doing bad deeds, you help them use the same energy to do good things. So maybe they could eventually actually do great things for the mankind. So a person truly could take care of others. They take care of not just good people, they also cannot defy bad people. This way, you're helping the society to create more good people. So if on the other hand, if you just like become opposite, you become this kind of attitude, you also despise the bad people, then you are helping the society to create bad people. You sort of become oppositional with them. This way, you not only hurt yourself, you also help the society create more and more bad people, and so you eventually, the society is being also harmed by this group of more and more increasing bad people. So it is very, very important that we don't do that. We actually do the other way around. We help to change these people, this so-called people who perform bad deeds. You help them to transform so that they can use this same energy and spirit to do good deeds, to help the society, to help themselves and others.
Ni zui yu li de de ge xin chang a zuo gu ren ni zui zhen she de de ge dao zai ya qi qi fa ren ha.
So a person who truly really is a so-called really a truly complete human being, they're really helping others. Why? Because there's to them there's nothing to do. All he is doing, or she's doing, is has this really passionate heart. All he is doing or performing is to help, truly helping others.
就是许多人啊，他真有自己力气，不顾他人的这个苦难。现在啊，原来发型完全后返，他说的大主人才能真正的舍己为人啊。
No, a person like this, he is not a selfish person. If you really observe a person like that, you will see that all the things that he or she does, there is no threat of doing it for himself or for herself. And whatever he performs is all equally fair.To all others. There's no hidden agenda. And because of that, a lot of people who will be affected by this person and also learn from this person. The reason for this person being able to do that is because he understands thoroughly about the so-called possession of.This possession, you know, what he has possessed. In other words, the whatever wealth, what he owns, he has full understanding where they are coming from. So when other people, when he sees some other people suffering, when he sees other people need help, he will just completely, without even thinking,For them, for himself, any consequence, he will just help. Not this world, because we suffer. Because a lot of people do not understand this idea, concept, or what they have at this point is really not because of them. It's because of a lot of causing conditions.And because they don't understand that, they acquire more and more, and they don't want to share it with others. So therefore, you see suffering in the world.
祝福祝福陈福生，众生苦难集，显现。我们修学了佛法呀，就要不间断的啊。要能啊，此为诸佛呀，分佛我们的一切，如果众生太苦了，你要好好的呀，赶紧的发心救许多苦难众生，因为这样子啊，才能啊有信心了啊。如果祖父的辅助啊，在我的这个儿根当中成为最大的最强的这个辅助，众生苦难是心间。那么现在呀、啊、就时常想到了这个众生的苦难啊，完全啊现在我们面前哦。请诸位注意啊，说这个世界呀、啊，从报纸上来看，每天啊就有20万多的呀、啊、那个小孩饿死了，还有啊，像到了这个南美许多的这个小国家，这个屋顶上啊都没有这一个屋顶的房子里面啊，上面没有屋顶。就是用这个油壶啊带起来，等到大风大雨一来呀、啊，完全啊吹掉了，这个时候我就灌水了。那么家属啊，现在啊，你那市场就想哦，我们在美国啊是过得挺好的生活，那些人啊过的生活太苦了了，啊、哦，那么这样的苦难的影响显现了。如果自己想吃的大鱼大肉啊，就不要想吃了咯，尽可能的继承下来 啊，如果让他们啊能够吃得饱、穿得暖好。
Now we learn from Buddha, and Buddha has actually sort of told us to really, truly live for our teaching beings. Because if we really open our eyes to see what's happening, we see a lot of suffering around us. If you open the newspaper, you see every day more than 20,000 children will die. Died of poverty, died of hunger. And in South American countries, small countries, a lot of the countries, a lot of people that they don't really have a roof on top of their head. They use this oil cloth to cover whatever the shack they build. And when there's a big wind or rain, it will just blow off. So if we truly, really open our eyes, look around what's going on, we truly see a lot of suffering, then people like us living in the U.S., compared to them, we are like living in the heavens. We have so much that they don't have. So if you thought about that, the moment that you want to waste your money to a lot of pleasurable things, then you maybe will consider not do that too often. Save some money, and maybe you can donate what you have to help the poor sentient beings around us.
提进到次郎境界，就可观看绝真口啊！主管，我们要时常体会哦。进到了这样的啊众生的种种苦难境界，那么这时候呢，就把慈悲心升起来了，就这样不会自己哦享受种种的这个安乐，决定啊把自己所有的尽可能的晒出来。拯救众生的痛苦。
So, if we really open our eyes, open our mind, open our heart to really see what's going on around us, to see there's so many suffering beings around us, then we will not waste our money to just indulge our sensual pleasures. We will then save them and try our best to alleviate sufferings of the beings around us. If you do that, they will erase your compassionate mind, and then you will be able to really try your hardest to not indulge and yet to use your effort and your resource to help alleviate other people's suffering.
难记得诸佛的人，首先就记得众生。我们许多的朋友，如果也能真正的啊记到诸佛呀，时常站在我面前，他的一举一动啊，都能深深啊烙印在我的这个心田当中。那么像这样子喽，他就不断的祈祷诸佛的喽，因为啊。真正能进到诸佛的人啊，在 轻啊，一个什么样的动员条件，首先都记得众生，主管啊，这个属性啊，都记得了一切的众生。简单的说，就能记得一切人。如果是有了这样的一种心量呢，组成一种什么样的人？这有一起口径的人，没有一个口恨的人；这有一起口径的人，没一起口恨的人。能认能做到没口恨的一种人啊，他这个心量眼光啊才能大，才能真正的人类的利益。
Someone who is able to perceive all Buddhas will first perceive all sentient beings. It says here that the people who truly perceive Buddha, he sees Buddha all the time. How could that happen? It is only after he sees all sentient beings.He is able to see Buddha. Now for people like that, he respects all beings. There's no being that he doesn't respect. There is no one that he despises in his mind. Because of that,He's able to see all Buddha. That because of that, his mind is expansive and his eye is completely bright and open.
Yeah, 几分钱钱众生能为众生悲不众啊。我们真正学佛的人哦，这个心里面想到了佛，眼里面见到了佛，如果是你这样的心啊和眼啊去尽一切众生，因此呢你也以啊恭敬佛的这个心来啊尽众生，来恭敬众生，能为众生悲不众啊，所以这种人啊，他才能为众生啊培养当来呀、啊、成佛的呀、啊、这个种子。现在这儿啊，我们就要注意了。师叔讲，我们平常时常说要学佛菩萨来救众生。自己啊就很少学，我要真正的啊以这个佛菩萨的这个精神来啊用在自己的身上啊，你是对众生非常清晰非常肯到，那么这样子啊你才能为众生培养佛种啊。
The mind that perceives Buddha perceives sentient beings and grows the Buddha seed in all. If we truly learn from the Buddha, in our mind, in our thoughts, we always think about what the Buddha would do, what the Buddha thinks like. We will think, we will have Buddha in our mind all the time. When the open eyes,our eyes, we see Buddha in front of us. If we were able to use that, if we could use that same kind of mind and vision to see all sentient beings, then we will be able to respect all sentient beings like the way we respect all Buddhas. If we do that, if we really, truly,see all sentient beings like their Buddhas, therefore we respect all Buddhas, respect all sentient beings, then we will be able to help cultivate all sentient beings to plant this seed to help them cultivate the seed of the Buddha, their Buddha seed. So it's, you have to really pay attention. If we, ordinary sentient beings, we learn from the Buddha, Bodhisattvas, the way they rescue, they help sentient beings. Then we have to learn their spirit. And we have to use that spirit when we are cultivating ourselves. And when we use that spirit, when we are also encountered helping, delivering other sentient beings. This way, we truly learn from the Buddha and the Bodhisattva.
So,
really try
try to cultivate ourselves as a human being. We want to really expand our mindset. It's not to just live in this very small space as one individual, as just a one person. We should live like we are a person of the world. That means, well, we are learning, acquiring our skills when we are getting better and better. Then our vision, our mind, is really thinking from the entire point of view of the world, from the point of view of how to benefit the whole entire world point of view. So we expand our vision, our value to ourselves and to the world. This way, then we can use, cultivate our language effectively and be able to acquire a lot of good skills so that we were thinking how to benefit the whole entire world.
汗是个自动风帆，这是我的战争利刃。我们如果真正的要冷汗冷血，这汗是个什么呢？像水呀，如果一个阴的东西，你要把它浸在水里面浸久了。 它就渐渐的啊，成为柔软的呀、啊、这个东西。同时呢，也像水一样，这个水呀、啊、不断的呀、啊、向前流，向前流，一流一千，一流一万的，一人之的呀、啊、这个力量啊也一万。这个修是什么呢？修啊。 就是我们内在的啊，积聚。说吧，我现在要真正的啊为人，我要积聚智慧，我要积聚慈悲，我要积聚功德呀。能不能这样子能行能修哦？这修成这样的一种风范。 这是我们真正的人，这是我们一个啊真正的人。换句话说，要是我们不得可以能做成这样的人，你不曾啊好好的修学，放回了时光，那么这样的一种人哦，说的不客气哦，就是捉迷藏啊。
Cultivate an appropriate demeanor, and then you will be reckoned a genuine human being. Now there is this two characters. The first one is Han. Well, Han is like describing a certain time. It's like the water. When we cultivate, it's like we put this one thing. If we put one thing into the water long enough, that thing will become soft. Another thing to describe is like water is like always moving, and then slowly and slowly accumulating, it become bigger and bigger into the ocean. That's the word Han means. What is called Shou is accumulated. It's the accumulative of your wisdom, compassion, and merit. And if you accumulated all these three things, then you truly can become a complete human being. Then you will be able to really cultivate yourself, helping others, and become a complete being. So this Han and Shou in Chinese really means you cultivate your wisdom, your compassion and your merit, like water, non-stop, always doing that, always doing that. And when you're doing that long enough, this so-called this solid, this attachment to self starts to soften up. Because it's been in the water, you've been cultivating for a long, long time, it becomes softened, becomes dissolved, and eventually it will be completely gone. And what comes transcend out of that is this true complete human being with this complete spacious, complete expansive mind and vision. And when you are like that, then you truly could really helping yourself and others.
正在学佛法的人啊，应该尽可能的让一些人，不管是浅的或者深的观察，都能观察到我们学佛的人啊。 一切都是出自于济公才真。那么这个公真的像什么一起公开的功夫，就是把一切在一起都能啊摆在台面上公开，啊，公开的呀像虚空一样的呀，那样的这个场合没有一点的影影。
Completely let people see your impartiality and openness wide as the sky. Now, if someone who's truly learned from the Buddha, whatever he's doing is completely open. No matter how shallow that he's performing or how deep, no matter what kind of people observe him or her, they will notice that it's all completely open. How open is that? As open as the sky, as open as space. It's like completely under the sun. There's no nothing hidden. It's wide, wide open and bright.
有形无形都如此啊，学得了佛，度众生。我们不管在有形，就是人进到的地方，不管在无形的时候，人进不到的地方。 我都是啊，这个样子，就得了个猪头人了，才能真正啊学上了这个佛陀的境，也能啊把人啊住得个非常透底，能把人住得透底，才能为人啊为他做到恳切啊。
做诸位，就这样的人吧。Seen or unseen, always act in this manner. Learn from the Buddha and be a complete human being. So, if we are like that, no matter where we are, whether we are at the place that people can see us, or where we are at the place that nobody can see us, our behavior, our mind, all the same. This way, we can say that this person is truly learned from the Buddha. And when one person is truly learned from the Buddha, he can then claim himself as a complete human being. And when someone is truly complete like that, then he will be able to truly help others.
最后啊，我要对大家说一句：我们做一个学佛的人啊，要有坚强的啊
这个福格就是不点了一种人格。同时啊，也有这个深厚的这个人情。那么有了深厚的人情，有体现的人格呀，有了做人那才做得好。那么要怎样做人做得好，要听主意，更要注意，要能好好的运动，要好好的运动，怎么运动？一、二、三、四、五、六、七、八、九、十，大家知道啊，我一天这样做，肚子上吃素，大家知道啊，一天二百次，
哇
啊，哇的，大家要精神好啊，要体格好啊，这是过个墙啊，这点多年，你们这样多年啊，到了晚年啊，处处是病，要衰人啊，要注意，请注意记好了，要商量，一、二，要记好的多年啊。
Lastly, if we really want to truly learn from the Buddha as a human being, we have to really have this unshakable character like the Buddha. And we also really have to have this kind of human perfection, combination of this unshakable Buddha characteristics and perfection of human beings. 人情 affection, yes, affection as human beings. In addition, very, very important that we need exercise. We need to exercise every day. How to exercise?
One, two, three, four, five.
Do that till 10. How many times? 1,200 times every day. Then you'll really have a good spirit and good health.
Ha!
不
行我。不，我们这个王女士了不起哎，是电影啊，你们干得好。
Prostration to the Buddha. Three, 三宝礼佛三拜，问讯，好。First prostration. If you cannot prostrate, you just bow. Please rise. Prostrate again.Thank you.